You talked to Benjamin?
Nah, man, I ain't talked to Benjamin, man. I definitely ain't heard from Benji. Like I said, we was talking about some shit, some crazy shit, marrying the African and shit. What the fuck you do, everybody? It's your boy, Big French Dog, back at you once again. With this right here, you know what this is. The High Frequency Podcast. Back at y'all again, my mans. Tell me how you want to change his name, though.
I don't like Byron. That sound like, I don't know, Byron. That brought the shit down.
Well, we back with my man, my dog, V-Tup. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I'm calling V-Tup. But, yeah, what's good, everybody? You know what I mean? This episode 13, I want to say, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, we here again. Title of this episode, High Relationships. Yeah, my man V-Tuck, he married. You know what I mean? Your boy, I'm off the market, ladies. It's over. You know what I mean? It's dead, big dead right now. Probably for a long time, if not forever. So, yeah, that's a big statement, but I'm just letting y'all know. It's, you know what I mean? Don't shoot your shot, because the courts have been taken down. You know what I mean? You're not going to hit no rim. You're not going to hit nothing, because there's nothing there. But, yeah. So, high relationships, yeah. So, how long you been married, my boy? Actually, first, before we get into that, you know, I do my normal thing, you know what I mean? Smoking, what I say this was? Pineapple sherbet. I have a motherfucking Dutch. I was smoking on Dutch today. Java Dutch. I wanted a motherfucking Irish cream joint, but they didn't have none where I was at. So, I was kind of shitty about that. Because the Irish cream boys hit way harder than these Java joints, though, for real, for real. But, yeah. What you got over there rolled up, though?
I got some gelato.
Man, I done had so many different gelatos, dude.
This is the shit that I'm taking to the festival, so.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of this. Then I got some Blue Rhino shit at home. We're going through a couple strains. OG right now, OG gelato or regular gelato. I forgot what it was. Some gelato.
okay.
Gelato.
Yes, sir. But like I said, this is high relationships. Oh shit. It's a good weed. It's a good weed, y'all. But yeah, how long you been married? Well, first, how long y'all been together total?
Shit, we've been together since I want to say about 12 years. 2011.
Yeah. How long y'all been married?
Two years. Yeah.
Okay. This lit. I'm getting married one day. I'm definitely gonna get married.
It's I'm gonna elaborate on that. It's different. It is. It's, you know what I mean? But it's just like everything else and how much dedication you put into it. There's high points, there's low points, there's good times, there's bad times. But the shit is like, it's good, but it gotta be with the right person. When I say that, like, don't settle.
Okay.
Don't settle. Like, if you change, I don't know. I'm learning now, but at the same time, it's like, you know what I mean? It's just a learning curve. Like, you get that shit out the way, like, I'm slowly finding out that we don't like the same shit, which I knew already. But then when you really, like, lock in with each other, and like, you know what I mean? That's why I say, don't change too much. Make sure y'all both compromise. You know what I mean? If you want to change this and do this different, you know what I mean? They got to do the same thing. And then you got to speak up to each other. My biggest thing is communication, the basics. You can have everything you want. You can say, oh, I want to be like Beyonce. I don't want to be like no damn body, for one. For two, you got to have the fundamentals down. You got to communicate with each other. You got to tell each other when you feeling down, when you feeling upset, when something, you know what I mean, irritated you. And then once you get through that, everything else will fall into place. It's just like basketball or anything that you want to follow. If you get the fundamentals down, everything else will fall into place.
Okay. Okay, so you know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah. She smoked.
She do not.
She doesn't.
She smoked back in the day, and like she says, I don't know. She says she smoked like big time back then, but no, she don't. Ever since I met her, no, I probably got a high one time, and actually, my brother did on her birthday.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Now I see why she don't smoke. She tripping, and I don't know. Her mind started wondering. So no, I'm the only one.
Okay. You know? Okay. How does she feel about you smoking? Does she care? Does she be tweaking?
That's what I'm saying. You got to come with that compromise. Okay. No, she did not. She, bro, because like I caught a drug charge and was on probation, non-report, but I smoked the whole time. But remind you, in high school, I ain't smoke. I ain't started smoking until I was probably like 21, 22. When I first started meeting her, you know what I mean? Like every now and then I would, but like I ain't go heavy because I was an athlete, so I didn't like the way that it made me feel slow.
Right.
I just didn't like the way it made me feel, but shit, after I came out, you know what I mean? I say like ever since I came out of high school, like start having that freedom and doing whatever, dipping and dabbing, but no, she didn't like it. And then it came to the point where nigga was catching cases with the shit in the car, coming out in this area. They smell of shit. So, all right, if you don't smoke, smoke at the house. Or, you know what I mean, don't be smoking in the car. So I might pull over on the highway or something, coming home from work and blowing the highway or something. But I don't know. It came to a compromising thing because it came down to.
But can you smoke in the house?
No. Nah.
So like garage type shit?
Yeah, I'm outside on the patio or in the garage. Yeah. Cause at first, like shit, she didn't care, but then house starts smelling like weed all the time. I'm in the living room cracking up, watching 85 style, watching videos, watching movies, like watching dumb movies. I remember one time I was watching remember that Netflix movie, The Trap, with T.I. and shit?
Yeah.
That motherfucker was so damn dumb, but like when you watch it, it's like, I don't know like how they put the weed up in the chicken. I was doing some stupid shit, and she's like, nah, that's dumb. Like, you got to chill out with that shit. You got to go outside. So, but it kind of makes it weird, you know what I mean? Because imagine you fucked up, like somebody fucked up and you sober and you sitting there watching them. And I already feel like I talk a lot when I'm high. I already know I'm high because I'll start talking and rambling on.
Yeah.
And she just sitting there looking at me. It's like, bro, it ain't the same as when you smoke with someone else. Y'all laughing at the same shit.
Yeah. My girl just did me like that the other day. I had an edible and we went karaoke and shit. But like before we got there, the motherfucker had kicked in. So I'm hot in a bitch. So we was in the car. I forgot what the fuck we was talking about, but I kept going. And she was just like, you done? I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
See, she don't smoke. You know what I mean? Like, she'll smoke like with me from time to time, but she's not a smoker. You feel me? I'll get high on your birthday. She's like, but she's like, I'll get high on your birthday when we go to Denver. She's like, I smoked then too. She's like, I smoked the whole time we were there with you. But she's like, I'm not going crazy. She's like, when I'm ready to tap out, I'm done. I'm like, I ain't gonna make you go over the top with this shit. But I'm going to be smoking though while I'm out there. So, but yeah, we about to hit out there. Yeah, I didn't even want you to go too, man. You and your wife need to go, bro.
Man, I just got a lot of shit on the books this year because July, all right, 4th of July weekend, I got
September.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's just been a busy year. Yeah. I just came back from St. Louis for graduation. July 4th, I got a family reunion. That's from like Thursday to Tuesday. Uh-huh. That following week, my buddy's getting married. I'm the best man. We're having a bachelor party in Tennessee.
Okay.
That's going to be that week. Then the following week, I'm going back to St. Louis for my cousin's graduation party. And then I'm chill for August and September. I'm trying to come out of work for a foot surgery. I just know if I go to Denver, like, I ain't never been there. You driving fine?
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, shit, I got another business, too. I got a travel agency business. Oh, up in April.
See, look.
So that's the plug on
look at that. Talking to you. Look. Right motherfucker to be talking to.
Cars, vacations.
Yeah. But, yeah, nah. Because that way we can we can shoot like going into the dispensaries. And you know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to Michigan. Michigan, come, you drive there.
Yeah, we can go up there and fuck around. We can just go fuck around up here, but Denver is just like, I like it because, first of all, it's far as fuck. You know what I mean? It's just something about being far away from home. You know what I mean? But yeah, we go out there, shoot, you know what I mean? Going into the dispensaries, show how many different dispensaries it is down there. You feel me? And then,
where are you going? You got your dates locked in?
My girl said September. I got to look at it, but it's September something. She just.
I might try to swing that shit on. Give me a second. For the simple fact, like, I don't know. I had some trips planned when COVID was going on and they canceled. So I got credits. So I could fly out there. My brother worked in a hotel, so I got the plug.
September 17th through the 21st.
17th to 21st. That's like a weekend joint. You already got your
Saturday
tickets?
To Wednesday.
Oh, okay. You already booked?
I think she did because she sent it to me. So I want to say she did it already. If she was just, or she was about to.
Yeah, I'm going to pass this to you. I'm going to type this up in my phone. I'm going to really have this conversation. Like, because we got the flight money, because we got some credit. Am I, you got a room down there yet?
She said she wanted to do Airbnb, but I don't know yet. She hasn't really figured out what she wanted to do yet.
I have to plug on the hotel.
Yeah, I know. You said that. I'm at the.
No, that's my travel agency business.
Oh, you just said outside of that.
But I got a plug. I'm still learning the travel agency shit. But my brother is a sous chef down in Chicago for the Hilton.
Uh-huh. He could probably get the motherfucking, because he could probably go everywhere. He probably be like, you want to go cook out here? Yep, on my way. Real shit though. I'm going out there in September. I'm trying to, you know what I mean?
That's content right there.
Yeah.
September 17th through the
21st,
right?
Yep. Hell yeah. Niggas trying to go out there and get high. They got good weed.
Sit a care package home. Whoa.
But look, I heard, I don't know if this is 100% true, but you can fly from state to state that's legal. If you're going from a legal state to a legal state, you can fly with the shit.
So where would you fly to?
Chicago. Yeah. Maybe that's where where we got our thing at. Okay. In Chicago. Leaving out of Midway.
Don't tell me that, because I'll Google some shit like that.
Hey, figure it out. Oh, God, we can figure it out. And then I'm definitely coming back with something. Definitely. And if it ain't even a lot, I'm coming back with something. When I went to Denver the first time, I had like I came back with like a little quad. It wasn't a whole bunch, but I was on the bus though. You feel me? So it was a little easier to get through with that shit. Yeah, still, I heard they had the dogs, but I came dumbass late. And I was like literally the last person before they pulled off. They closed it. As soon as I threw my bag under the bus, they closed it up. I hopped on the bus and pulled off. So I was literally the last motherfucker. I was shitty too, because I would have had that whole little seat to myself. Oh, shit.
Man, come on.
I was like, let me get this hole. You dig. I'm big, bro. I need both of these. You feel what I'm saying? But I can't wait to get back out there, because I didn't really get to do what I wanted to do. Like, yeah, I seen a little bit, but I didn't really get to experience it. You feel me? Because the niggas that I was with, I was depending on another motherfucker to drive. You feel me? And niggas wanted to do this, do that, but they then fall through. And then I'd be like, fuck, bro. Next time I'm going with motherfucker, I'm driving. Because me and my girl said we gonna get a rental when we get there too, so.
Man, you really have to think about this shit like
that. This is lit, bro. I'm telling you, we going, bro. September. It was going to be July. It was going to be next month, but we got a whole bunch of other shit going on right now, and I'm just like, shit, my birthday next month, but I'm not about to go crazy. I ain't gonna do nothing.
You turn 31?
Yeah.
Okay. So how was your first, back on time, how long have you been in your relationship?
My relationship, it's only been official, you know what I mean, a little bit, but we've been talking a little over a year now, though. Okay. Like, we met, like, 2021, like at the beginning of 2021 type shit. But
made you come out? What made you hang up the jersey?
Man, look, shorty, She definitely fuck hold with the kid. Yeah. Hold you down, you know what I mean? She's, you know what I mean? She's for me, you know what I mean? She's team fringed off all the fucking way, you know what I mean? And I fuck with that, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What was that? Yeah, you don't want it. What she doing? What was the moment?
It's just thinking of, you know what I mean, how selfless she is. You know what I mean? Just like, it's nothing to do something for me. Not saying that's what I want her for, but when it comes to just anything, can you give me something to drink type shit? It like, but it's just like, ain't no blowback. Thing, yeah. It ain't no nothing. It's just like, okay. And then that's it. And you know what I mean? And it's just like, in doing shit, getting shit done, and then be like, oh, well, yeah, I already did that. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, well, shit, damn. Yeah, like, okay, type shit like that. It's just her being team French dog. You know what I mean? I fuck with that. Just all about the kid. And I fuck with that. And then her kids fuck with my kid. You know what I mean? My kid fuck with them, vice versa. She fuck with my kid heavy. You know what I mean? Jump Street, she was by my kid close. Like,
okay,
within the first few months type shit. Yeah, like, she was like, oh, damn, I'll buy my daughter this. I'm going to buy her one, too. Damn, okay, bet. You know what I mean?
She came out the gate. Like, she got morals.
Yeah.
She got, that's kind of what drew me to my girl. Like, what drew me to mine was like, shit, I don't know. What was that? I was like 21, so she was probably like 24 or something like that.
I'm struggling. Y'all hear me struggling with this ladder, man. Going through it. Nah, it's the wind, bro. It ain't even, it ain't me. I'm over here trying to light this bitch back up. Every time I think about it.
Shit,
but
though, yeah, like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I like that, you know what I mean? Like, that's about they hustle, about they grind, as well as, like you said, all about the team. So it's like, I don't know, it'd be like the smallest thing. Like, how you said, you can give me a water. Oh yeah, I'll get you a water. I remember one time I said I wanted a grilled cheese in my sleep. Don't you know this motherfucker made grilled cheese and woke me up like, yeah, this is good. I'm like, you did this for me? For me?
For me?
And, so I feel you on that, bro. Yeah. And plus, like, I don't know, I ain't been out in the field in a minute. But I just know, like, man, when you find that one, there is some good, you know what I mean, some good ones out there still.
Yeah.
And especially if you got somebody that's going to ride for you and, like, you know what I mean, kind of. Not saying that's what you want, having them put themselves before you,
right.
But it's still good to have, you know what I mean? Shit, doing our little stretch, man, like, my wife had COVID, she was home by herself, we were supposed to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, it was just so much shit going on, and like, she's sitting there mad because the tablets is dead, or phones ain't working, or I'm telling them, like, they took the light's been on since 4 this morning.
They was bugging with that shit, bro. Man. And especially, boy, until I was cool when I was in that back spot, and then I moved up. I was like, I'm gonna have to do what Damon did, put that motherfucking towel on that motherfucker. Yeah, because hell no. Nah.
I'm just elaborating on what you said. I mean, like, she's selfless and, you know what I mean, just putting yourself. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Why was she big things? And shit, hopefully we all can link up
that's
and
so
shit.
Hell yeah. I mean, yeah, I know she's not no smoker, but she probably want to look at the sights in Denver and shit.
No, I'm saying just in general.
No, like, I'm saying, though, that too. That's what I'm saying, that too, though.
My girl's a big history buff, so, like, she want to go just for the mountains. And,
yeah, because the mountain shit look nice, bro.
She
fire.
She go out there anyway, so. That's funny that you said that.
Hell yeah. So, see, what's up? Because we going September 17th through the 21st. And don't you motherfuckers be trying to follow me after either, you stalkers. nah, for sure. But nah, let me see. I mean, everybody get into little arguments and shit, you know what I mean? But it's all about how you solve the shit, right?
Yeah.
How often do y'all how often do y'all bump heads?
I don't know. I don't say that we bump heads a lot because, like, we've been with each other for so long.
Disagree.
You gotta know. y'all both gotta have lines and don't be sitting there cussing each other out.
Right.
This shit, the advice I give you is like main thing, communication. Like if you upset about something, let them know. Because how you supposed to know that, you know what I mean, that I pissed you off or made you mad? Of course you got the obvious. So like if I obviously made you mad or pissed you off, make sure you come back and apologize. You know what I mean? That y'all squash that shit. Don't be sitting there going to bed mad at each other all day.
Right.
I see.
No, I ain't worried about him. How you know that? But them be the motherfucking ones though. That be all that bullshit. That's why I ain't. But I ain't studying him. He ain't looking over here for real, for real. Then again, yep. Well, in this motherfucker. But at the same time, you look like, I say, you look like a motherfucking, you dig. You look like a worker. He just busting the Yu-Gi-Oh, seeing what's going on. You know. Are these niggas about to come up on the carpet? I mean, on the grass? Oh, no, he in the parking lot. I was about to say, damn, he's a bold bastard.
Have y'all been in an argument since y'all been there?
We see, looking at this motherfucking police and shit. We say that's a park and shit. You know, making sure motherfuckers ain't fucking with us. But what was you about to say, bro?
Have y'all got any arguments since y'all been together?
Disagreements? Yeah. And, you know, some of this shit because of me. You know, later on, I let motherfuckers really know my life. You know what I mean? I bring motherfuckers in. I'm going to show you. I'm going to let y'all know some shit later on, but I ain't going to, it's too early right now.
It's too early.
But when it come down to it, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to bring, like I said, I'm either going to have a show or I'm going to have a motherfucker. I'm going to write a book or something, bro, because, yeah. A motherfucker, we got into it. Motherfucker be doing, yeah, man, I be fucking up. I'm not going to lie.
Just
little shit, though, that I'm not thinking about, but I'm not thinking about how it would affect her. You feel me? And that's me being, you know what I mean? What's it called? Thoughtless or what is it? Inconsiderate. Inconsiderate. That's the word I'm looking for.
You be inconsiderate?
Yeah, like far as like inconsiderate about her feelings, about situations. Oh, yeah. But I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just like,
I'm so used to
moving how I move. Yeah. You know what I mean? I had to, it took us getting into it for me to realize, like, okay, yeah, maybe this ain't, you know what I mean? But certain shit, I'm like, yo, but why are you looking at it like that? But I had to, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers got to talk about it and see motherfuckers' views, you know what I mean?
And that's what I'm talking about, the communication and having to understand with each other, because don't wait to the end.
Right, right.
When you already married and it's too late and can't, you know what I mean? Like, they already set in their way, so if you be up front, like, hey, I don't like this, this, and this, or this makes me feel this type of way, or if y'all have an argument or disagreement about something, you know what I mean, y'all fix it right then rather than
right,
let it burn all out.
Yeah, and, like, I got to get better as far as, the communication part, because, like, I'm a type of motherfucker, if I really don't want to ask you what's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, if you... Like, cause like it'd be certain shit that trigger her. She won't say no. I could tell that the whole vibe changed. Yeah. But I'd be like, fuck it. I don't know what I did. I didn't do shit, so I'm not saying nothing. I'm not asking you what's wrong. You feel me? I don't fuck that. You know what I mean? You should tell me what the fuck is wrong. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna sit here and try to guess or ask you what the fuck is wrong. But I try to get better at that. Like, yo, what's going on, bro? What's the problem? What's the issue? You know what I mean? Cause I need to know what's going on. But at first, I'll just be like, fuck that shit. You know what I mean? And that was a problem. Because I'd definitely be like, all right, I'm gone.
Now, when you upset, does she give you what she expects from you?
I don't be mad like that, though. Like, I'm not even, no cap, bro. Like, I don't even be mad for real, bro. Like, at all. So it's just like she doesn't have a chance to try to reciprocate the same way that I do or whatever. So yeah. I'm never really upset. She don't really do shit to make me mad. Like,
that's good then.
Except for the accusations, but you know, she was within reason. She's within reason sometimes. So I get it. You know what I mean? I have to realize where she's coming from when it comes to certain shit. So, and that's what it is.
What you most excited about being in a relationship this summer? And like just everything that, you know what I mean? Just how this year is going and stuff.
I like the teamwork, bro. Like, I just like the teamwork, bro. I've never really been a person to be out here fucking a whole bunch of people, though. Like, if I'm fucking with somebody, I'm fucking with that person. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I'm never like multiple, you know what I mean? I ain't never been a dick slinger, you know what I mean? Like that. So, like, niggas be out here fucking. I never was like that. But yeah, it's always been cool, like this one female, you know what I mean? Just shit in the past with other motherfuckers just wasn't working out. I'm a relationship kind of guy.
Okay.
You feel me? I'd rather have that one person to be laughing with all the time.
Yeah.
I know what I can say and I know what I can do to make you laugh. You know what I mean? I know what you like. You know what I mean? I know what, if you're not having a good day, I know what can cheer you up type shit. I don't want to have to guess, you know what I mean? So I don't want to have to guess with nobody no more, bro. And this shit right here, I like this shit. So I fuck with her. It's my baby. But
that's what's up.
Hell yeah.
So what else you got planned for the summer for y'all?
Summer for us, shit, we just trying to elevate our businesses, our grinds, bro. Like, she got her own business and shit. We just trying to run that up. We're trying to help her do what she need to do to get where she need to go and vice versa. You feel me? We just trying to make it all make sense. We trying to take off like some rockets, you feel me? I'm trying to go above and beyond to infinity and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear shit. I want to see that movie on the low, though. Is that out yet? I'm going to see Jurassic Park on Friday, though. I'm going to meet my girl and her peoples. We're going to see that shit. They fuck with, they're big fans of the movie.
Jurassic Park.
I never really was a huge fan. I don't know. I just know they bought the tickets. Going to see Jurassic Park. The fan. Yeah, I know he fucking up the vibes.
Man,
I know, whole ass nigga. Pull out somewhere, you bitch ass nigga, bro.
Trying to run us off.
He say he trying to run us off.
I don't know.
Nah, fuck him. But yeah, nah.
As soon as pull out, gonna come around.
I'm God, and I ain't nothing on nothing. I'm posted, bro. We chilling like a light bulb, my nigga. Oh God!
I'm on a sidewalk.
Oh God, bro! I have
like,
nothing.
I had all the good tensions, like I ain't gonna carry all that stuff over here.
Yeah. Like, yo, God, like, for all he know, you could have been working on this shit, the electricity thing, but you look like an electrician, man.
Yeah.
Your little lights blinking.
When I leave, I'm gonna turn the lights back on.
Oh God, man. But yeah, definitely. What you and your wife got planned for the summer?
Shit, just all this little family shit that we got going on.
Okay, yeah.
Shit, oh, Keon really gonna take a trip with us, like somewhere tropical. You know what I mean? That's my thing. I got some.
I know you like
every
that shit.
Year. Man, what? I want to be at the beach. I want all inclusive.
Hey, that's the best shit. Well, you ain't gotta worry about up and out your pocket every time you do something.
Pay for all that shit out front.
Yeah, and get it out the way. And then you just go and just do shit.
But other than that, nothing really. Like, trying to get this shit off the ground as well. This photography thing. Figure this other business out. If it, I don't know if it's something that I'm really trying to keep.
Hell yeah.
I just enjoy this summer, though.
Yeah. I ain't gonna be doing too much traveling in summertime. Like I said, motherfuckers got shit going on, got shit to do. So, but oh yeah, I'm gonna get back to it though. I'm gonna get back to it. Hey, what's the caddy at? That was set me back. You know what I mean? That little shit. I'm still trying to recover from that shit. Yeah,
I forgot thieves and
everything. Man, I swear to God I do. I got shit from House Arrest, but they gonna have to get that off the roof. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Put it on my put it on my credit, motherfuckers, because y'all ain't getting it from me, but so I ain't even worried about him with the county for real, because that shit did. Put it on my credit, my boy.
She don't never go back.
Yeah, no, I ain't going back to that motherfucker.
I ain't going back.
No, boy, no. I'm not doing shit, bro. And
no like, more stretches.
Bro, none. Name. At all, bro. None of them motherfuckers. I'm just trying to stay out the way, bro. Yeah, it's breezy as hell. I'm hoping. I meant to listen to the other part to see if the wind was crazy, but. I'm hoping the wind ain't too motherfucking bad, y'all. I'm not, but it ain't too bad. Motherfucker about to do this shit again, which is cool, though. Nah, it ain't too, bro. You can say, I'm sorry. You ain't sorry. It ain't too. Because I was going to do it on my phone originally. But then I said, I'm going to do it on the laptop because I feel like the microphone is bigger. You know what I mean? It expanded a little more. So, hell yeah. High Frequency Podcast, my nigga. Boy, we on this thing. And this bitch lit. I'm out in the bitch, bro. I've been smoking all fucking day. No, I ain't gonna say all day. But I smoked when I got when I headed out the door. And then I smoked again.
So you just been chilling all day.
Well, I went over to my girl house to help her. I was gonna help her, but she didn't need nothing my help. And then shit, I was just over there posted until you had hit me up and then came down here. So
y'all want any more kids?
Man, I don't know, man.
Do you want any more kids?
Eventually, maybe one day. But if I get this bag sooner than later, the real bag that I want, yeah, then I might have to let that happen. And she said, if it's gonna happen, it needs to happen before she turned 35.
She older or younger?
She younger than me. She about to be 30 this year. So I got a little time. So I'm gonna run it up, and then a couple years probably make that happen.
So how you feel about when you first start a relationship? Like, do you agree with how you feel about like moving in? What's your time?
I don't want to necessarily live together until we like all the way there, like getting married type shit. Like, we need to be getting a house built if we're getting married.
So, ain't no moving in with each other?
Nah.
So, you gonna keep your own spot? You gonna keep it till you're married?
Yeah. Because it's nothing like bad, but you know, it'd be days where. You just want to be in your own space. You know what I mean? You want to be in your own space. It's nothing against the other person. It's just be like, shit.
The opportunity to miss each other.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'd be like, I'd be over there day after day after day. I'd be like, all right, I need to go home. You know what I mean? Because we gotta have time to miss each other. Because we're gonna start getting into it if we're up under each other every single day. And that was, we was around each other all day, every day. Those days we were together because I'm helping her do the work shit. If I ain't there, I'm doing the deliveries and shit. You feel me? Dropping off shit for her or picking shit up for her. You know what I mean? That's the only time that I'm not there. Yeah. But when I'm there, we're there. You know what I mean? So we're around each other all the time. I was like, yeah, after so many days, I'm like, all right, man. Because I was over like a week straight. I was like, boy, I got to go to the crib. I've been here for a week. I got to go home. But
new bag
of clothes.
That's shit.
Hell yeah, that shit's lit though. It's cool though. Doing trying new things with people.
Hell yeah,
you feel me?
That beginning, that fresh man.
Yeah. Cause I ain't gonna lie, like she's the only person that like really got me out doing shit. Like I never been to David Buster's before her, bro. On God, bro, never. And just down the street from my house, bro. I've never been there. What else? Just trying different restaurants and shit. Like, I don't want to venture out, bro. I don't do shit. I'd rather cook at home, to be honest. But if I'm out, I'm usually picking the same shit. I might go to Jay's, you know what I mean? Give me some chicken or wings and seafood. Give me some chicken, bro. I don't eat shit, but chicken and fries, bro. She'd be like, She was like, man, we gotta get you doing something. We gotta get you eating something else. Cause she, I'm talking about literally, bro, 4 days a week, bro. I'm eating chicken and fries, bro. With no fucking problem, bro, with no issue.
What? It's probably bumping the day. You had those
hey, listen. And then like with Jay's and Wings and Seafood and R&R as well. All three of them, you can get sauce on your fries too.
Oh yeah.
So I probably other places do it too, but I know for sure they do that. So I get sauce on my chicken. I got two different sauces on my chicken, and I got sauce on my fries. And then you got to think, just like 20 different sauces, bro. I ain't gonna get bored.
Switch
it up. Yeah, I'm gonna get bored. And okay. I usually there's always one that's the same though. You feel me? Like I'm gonna definitely get that one, but I'm gonna try something different this time. Oh, yeah. That's the type of shit I do. So if it ain't the honey garlic pepper, it might be the honey sriracha. Those two might be those are constants. I swap out those back and forth, but they stay in rotation. Oh God! And then what else? The spicy barbecue. That's that. Well, I ain't had spicy barbecue in a while, though. I'm not gonna lie.
You're hungry now.
I ain't even hungry right now, but I didn't want chicken tonight. Like I'm about to go to the store.
That would have been a nice hors d'oeuvre to have during the recording.
Yeah.
Smacking
on some wings, some wingdings. But yeah, nah. Hell yeah, she definitely opened up my palate a little more. You feel me? Going places like it's places that I look at all the time, drive past it, and don't never fucking go to the motherfuckers. Metro Diner and up over there. What's that in Keystone Crossing area? That motherfucker. That's the first time I've been there, and that's down the street from me too. That motherfucker ain't too far from me either. So I'm just like, how the fuck? I ain't been in any place. It's so many places though, and my brother did me the same way. Core Life is a little. Like healthy eating little spot that's over on 82nd. He brought me in that motherfucker. That's the first time I ever been in there. You feel me? Everybody give me out of my shit. I don't never. If it comes to me, if I got to pick.
I'm
fries, yeah, there's some chicken and fries, bro. And I'm good. I'm straight. Or pizza.
What's your favorite pizza?
I don't really necessarily have a favorite. It depends on where I'm at, with who I use. Like if I'm going mainstream, like Domino's or something, I do a barbecue chicken. And...
No. What place?
Spot. Okay. Shit. It's between Jack's and New Beth Ordinary out south.
Church.
Yeah, it is a church out there, but there's a pizza spot.
The Lord
serving them slices, bro. But they pizza is fire. I'm talking about it's good pizza. And then I just went to what the fuck is the name of this place? Damn, it's like a real simple fucking name, but that's where we went. Me and my girl went karaoke. But they pizza. I got a pizza to go. I got a veggie pizza to go. And shit, I was eating that shit on the way to work. I was like, damn, this shit good. It's good as hell. It was good. But my favorite is Jack's and New Bethel Ordinary. Like, yeah.
You ever had a Greek's pizza?
I heard about it. I see the name. Is that on like DoorDash? Are they on DoorDash if you know?
They might be.
I think they might. I've seen the name before. I feel like I'd have seen the name.
I like Greek's. I like Domino's. Pizza changed.
Pizza who?
Pizza
Hut?
Yeah.
Hey, did you try that spicy joint though? That spicy pizza they got is busting. It's with the spicy sauce. It's like the spicy lover. It got the spicy sauce. I want to say it got like crushed red on it too or some shit. I don't know, but it's good. I usually do that. I get the veggie joint because I don't eat pork and shit. You know, that's all fucking these places having chicken and pork. Yeah. I don't really like do too much chicken on my pizza all the time.
Yeah.
After so long, I'm like, I don't want chicken on my pizza this time. But
I'm all chicken out. Yeah.
I had chicken and fries for lunch. I don't want chicken on my pizza. But yeah, no, so most definitely. No, you good. Definitely, yeah. You said but Domino's used to be not all that. Domino's is stuff they should have.
Yeah, they got nice.
When they revamped they shit. I fuck with that's what I said.
If
I
go to took over.
Boy, nah, that's Papa John's. That's Papa John's.
Oh yeah.
I just apologize.
But oh, yeah. Oh, shit. They pizza, I don't know. They had this deep dish pizza from it. Papa John's did. It was good.
Papa John's used to be the bee's knees. Back when I used to live in the hood, it was the closest that, well, all the spots was right there. Little Caesars, Papa John's, Pizza Hut was all right there. But Pizza Hut was our go-to. You know, my mama, if she getting pizza, it's pizza, it's Papa John's. You feel me? But I really didn't have it. Like, you know, somebody might have a party or something. They might have Papa John's. Yeah. But I personally didn't order Papa John's for, like, a decade or better, bro. And, like, and I had some recently. Like, my girl, she liked Papa John's. I just don't like because they shit fall off a lot. Like, I'd be like, and if you pick it up, it'd be so motherfucking.
It's so heavy.
I'd be like, I don't like that. Okay. I wouldn't be able to eat my shit. You know what I mean? Add more cheese to where it's gonna hold it together better or something. I don't know what you gotta do, but figure it out.
Crust
or something. Yeah, thicken up my crust or something because I hate that. Like, I wanna bite the whole thing, but then when I go to, I gotta hold the whole piece because it's falling apart.
You gotta eat it like New York style.
Bull, fold it bitch in half, yeah. But see what I like about Jack's pizza though? Never had that problem, bro. You never had that problem. They party cut it for me.
I was about to say, man.
And then how they cook it, I don't know what it is, but everything stays on the cheese and it don't go nowhere unless you pull the whole piece of cheese off and then you'll get all that shit, the cheese, the meat, all the toppings. Jackson's the shit, bro. Where you live at? Oh, you live way out in the boonies. I was just out your way recently. You still the same section, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just out your way recently. But yeah, Jax, I don't know. I don't think they got one way out there. But you might have like a neighborhood spot. That's scared to show me. I don't like birds, bro. And I absolutely hate birds, bro. I absolutely hate them. But yeah, they might got like a neighborhood spot out there. Like some little small joint that might be busted out there.
Jax,
Wes is 86 in Michigan. That's the Northwest.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to say, but I don't know about West. I just know there's one out east. There's two out east. There's one down the way from me, and there's one on Pendleton Pike. And then there's one on 86 in Michigan. But I don't really. I think it might just be Tracy and the motherfuckers. For real. Probably just three. I don't know. We ain't gonna talk about chicken and pizza and shit. I'm trying to figure out what I'm eating for dinner tonight. I'm definitely gonna fry my own chicken though.
Man, my girl can make these wings. We call them Nikki wings. Middle nickname is Nikki. And then you get the Asian thing sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Bussin', man.
She got her own seat, man. I've been trying to get her to make a podcast. Like, I don't know, my girl can throw down. She can throw down. And she just be making shit off the top of her dome.
Yeah, that's what you need to record. You're recording her, bro. Yeah. Just set up the camera and tell her. Just set up the camera. She ain't got to show her face. She can just show what she, the stove. Process. Yeah. Show your hands doing the work and all that, bro. You ain't got to show your face. And then motherfucker be like, damn, she throwing down. They gonna want to know who the fuck it is, though.
Yeah.
But you, hell, even still then, he's like, you ain't got to see my face. Just know I'm doing this shit.
The hand behind the
glass. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. Lit. That's hard though. Like, babe, I love you, but you gotta step your cooking game up. You know what I mean? Cause yeah. But nah, yeah, man. Relationship life is good though. I like it.
Has your people met her yet?
Nah, not yet, cause you know, I don't got no people. In the city, really, for real, like, not really covering my main niggas that matter, but other than that, my baby mama matter. Shit, so that's cool. yeah, I met her mom's, her kid. Well, obviously her kids. I met all her siblings. I met her grandma and her great grandma. I done met her grandma's husband.
Bring them in here, baby.
And I done met her mom's boyfriend and everybody. I done met everybody just about over that way. But it's not the cousins yet. But I met the immediate family. Motherfuckers that.
Yeah,
for sure. They do. And they was upset because my daughter, I said my daughter was going to the movies this weekend with us, but I forgot she's going to be at home with her mom and shit because her cousins are coming into town. And I forgot all about that, so that was my fault.
She ain't coming, y'all. Sorry.
It was like, so should we do it another day? Like, nah, hell no. We still going the same day. Shit, she wasn't that too thrilled to see the shit. She was just going because she was invited. But I understand. They wanted to see her and shit. You know what I mean? They fuck with my kids, so that's cool.
That's
what I fuck with. A lot of these motherfuckers do right by my shorty. Then I'm good. I can't have no, I ain't got no problem. You feel me? But I never really had no problem with nobody disliking my kid. But I don't really bring my kid around everybody either. Especially the motherfuckers who don't got kids. If you ain't got no kid, you won't see my kid.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah. For what? You ain't got no kids. You know, what's the point of me bringing my kid around if you don't have kids?
So yeah.
No. No. We're not no even kid. Doing that.
I can step on
it's cool, bro. It's cool.
Chris, no.
Nah, I had this for a minute. This came out a while ago. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you what I did to get these motherfuckers, too. Off air, though, because I want y'all motherfuckers on my business. But, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not bringing nobody. I don't bring my kid. First of all, it take a while for me to even warm up to you, for me to bring my kid around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and there might be a time where I might have to pull up or get something for you or drop something off type shit and I got my kid with me. It might be a situation like that, but it ain't never no, I'm pulling up, we coming in your house, kicking it, and I got my kid. Nah, it ain't never none of that. But if motherfuckers got kids, eventually, I'll bring my kid around, you feel me?
Play date.
Type shit. Yeah. Because I'm like, all right, well, she got a kid around the same age, cool. Fucking, let's link them, you know what I mean? That might be cool. But I used to date this one chick, but she got four of them motherfuckers, bro. Four of them little things. Running around the house, bro. Well, no, she only had three.
He jumped off the couch. Yeah. Hey, your son in here.
What's wrong with him? What are you doing? She had three. The fourth one was with his daddy. But she had three running around that motherfucker. Yeah, and then if I bring mine, that's four running around, though. So it was just like, I'm like, bro. I couldn't do that. That was too much. I couldn't do it. She's cool people though, but I couldn't do that shit. That's too many kids. Like my girl, she got two. So that's three total right now. I'm cool with that. That's enough. We all can get in the car. You know what I mean? We can all get in the car together. You know what I mean? Yeah, when you gotta get that third row, then you know that's too many, bro. At least like right now, if I was a billionaire though, I said this shit on the smoke session. I was like, if I was a billionaire, bro, I'd have about 20 kids, bro.
20 kids?
I know I'm gonna get up fast enough. But 20, bro. If I had the money to support 20 kids, bro, or over abundance amount of money, bro, I would have 20 kids, bro. With no problem, bro. And they would all be living. I have a big, decent piece of land, like how big this park is, And I have my own, I have just like, yo. If I got different mamas and shit, they gonna be in different houses. But y'all all gonna be on my shit though, cause I want my kid. I want to be able to see my kids when I want to see my kids. I don't want to have to travel far. You know what I mean? We all right here. So bring my kid to the house. Bring it to the middle house. Bring my kid to the middle house. But hopefully,
call to the middle house.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, what y'all doing? Yeah, Bring little homie up here, man. I need to holler him. But yeah. Or I just hit the button, everybody just ran out. It's a siren. Yeah.
Kids.
Bring the kids to the little house. God damn it.
You have like all that land that Rick Ross got.
Oh nigga. Silly land.
That's
what I'm saying. I wanna do that shit too though. Like I have enough land to where we could be doing shit like that. We ain't got to go nowhere to have fun like that. You feel me? Especially these days, I don't want to go nowhere. You feel me? The way shit is in this world nowadays, bro, I don't want to fucking go nowhere, bro. But shit, that's where we can build. I got the basketball court. I got the kickball diamond. I got the motherfucking, I got the, man, boats and shit, bro. We got the water. We got jet ski. We can do all that shit. We got the four-wheeling off to the other side over there. Tear it up over there, bro. I'm just all that shit, bro. Because I just, especially, yeah, once I get there, I'm definitely going to have a decent-ass piece of land. I'm trying to get to, like, Rick Ross. Boy, he got, what'd he say, 100 acres, nigga? I need more, nigga. I need 1,000. You feel me?
I'm trying to buy the city, bro.
Fuck that, nigga. I want the entire city. If I could buy the whole city, I'd buy the whole city, bro. For real. Because I definitely want to go back and get my neighborhood together. I would love to, because they just tore down, if anybody know where the area I'm from, 42nd and Post. They didn't just tear down Oak Tree, but they tore down Oak Tree. It's just a big-ass field right there. Like a huge-ass little amount of property, bro, where these apartments is at, bro. I'm like, damn, I wish I had the money just to buy this shit. I don't know what I would put there per se, but I would do something that'll benefit something, you feel me? Like a youth center or something, somewhere the kids can play ball at type shit. And, you know, it's definitely going to be heavily guarded because y'all not about to come here with guns and shoot up my shit. We're not doing that.
Did you ever
go
to the Boys and Girls Club as a kid?
Yeah, I did. It would be some shit like that, you feel me? With just some neighborhood shit. Yeah. You know, like, let's go to the neighborhood spot over here, you know what I mean?
We had this spot called Martin King Center.
Got the pool in that bitch, you know what I mean? Yeah, all that. Got the boy. Anybody can go to them motherfuckers. Not anybody, but I'd rather just have for the kids, for real. But adults, you might have to look separated. Like, yeah, kids area. Kids go this way, adults go this way. Because y'all don't need to be out there with the kids is at. Over there where the kids is at. Yeah, it's a court over there for you niggas. That's how y'all want to do anyway, play ball.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't do shit else. They can play ball. Nah, just play.
Court's open.
Yeah, right. Yep, they open. But yeah, I want to buy that little spot. But yeah, I'm gonna have my hands. Like I said, I'm gonna have my hands on and a little bit of everything, bro.
You wanna stay in Indiana?
Not forever. But once I get my shit, plant my roots and shit, and then I'm gonna let shit grow, and then I'm gonna leave. You feel me? And then that way I can always. But I'm always gonna keep a house here though. You feel me? I'm always going to be able to come back no matter what. Like, I can go home. You know what I mean? Like, shit, I'm going to go visit. I'm going to the city. I already got a crib. I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't got to worry about never having nowhere to go. Like, I'm trying to be like what it is, rich motherfuckers. They got a spot pretty much everywhere I go. I ain't got to worry about housing. I just, when I get to the city, I'm going straight here because I know where I have somewhere to go, bro. I ain't gonna worry about paying for nothing out the gate. Like, you know what I mean? Because if you own it, shit, you already got paid for it. God damn it. So you just show up. And if you, like, I was telling my girl, I was like, shit, I'll let a motherfucker stay there while I'm out of town, but I'm definitely gonna be calling or that type of shit. Yeah. Big money. Because I think motherfuckers rather do Airbnbs than hotels because nice solo space, personal situations, you feel me? You can just the family shit. You ain't got to worry about no other shit. You know what I mean? Real intimate situation type shit. And then, yeah, that's why I kind of do want an Airbnb to go to Denver, though. That's smoke friendly.
Yeah.
But no, when I went the last time, I had a hotel room. They was like smoking and not smoking. I was like, it could be an option? Okay, smoky. What do you mean? But I'm talking about clouded that bitch up. I was smoking that shit out that room, bro.
Open
the door. Hey, no, real shit. Look, the motherfucker, I done told this story probably about 40 times, bro. But on this podcast, so motherfuckers probably done heard it. But I'm going to tell it again. But the motherfucking, it was the day I was leaving. I asked for a late checkout because my nigga was like, we going to smoke and shit before I take you to the bus station and shit. I'm like, all right, that's cool. He said, then we're going to go to breakfast. So we get my wife and shit, we're going to go to breakfast. I'm like, all right. So they put him and another one of his homies that came into town. They pull up. They come in my room and shit. They're in there smoking and shit. The housekeeping lady, he knock on the door. She was like, are you checking out? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you checking out today? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay. And then when I stepped back to close the door, she see how smoky it was. She was like, Jesus. And I was like, and I just closed the door. Like, bitch, and she was sweaty though. Because she was just like, whoa. Because when I turned around and looked too, because like when you're in the smoke, you can't really tell. But when you turn around, you was like, because I turned around and come back in, I was like, oh shit, it is smoky than a bitch in here. Cause yeah, we had one of them motherfucking rock cones that's like this big, bro. So yeah, we filled that motherfucker up. Them niggas tapped out on me though. I was trying to smoke the whole thing. They was like, save it till tomorrow. I'm like, bro, y'all pussy, bro. He supposed to come here and get high, bro. But my nigga lived in Colorado. He stayed like in Aurora, like right outside of Denver. So he was, you know, he smoked all the time. So that ain't nothing new, you know what I mean? But I'm just like, bro, we out here, bro. I'm out here, bro. I don't come out here all the time. Smoke this shit. Let's get high.
We'll do this shit for play.
Yeah, we do this shit that we do this. But, yeah, so, yeah, I'm definitely can't wait to get back out there, though. but, yeah, definitely want to get a fucking Airbnb. So, motherfucker, just chill, bro. You ain't got to worry about the housekeeping shit. Yeah. You know, motherfucker, knocking on your door. And you paid your money. You got this many days and whatever, whatever. Well,
and then I like the Airbnbs where I don't see no face. I don't see nothing. Like, you go in, you put the code in. So I don't never see them. They don't
see
me.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Yeah.
And
they
just give them a good ass review, man.
It's about something right now. Yeah. Well, let's put an end to Helly People shows. Look, they coming over here. Get out the rain. You better hurry up. Nope, they're going to the car. They said, what's that? I would have came right under here. I've got it till this shit slowed down. But yeah, man. High relationships, man. We were just, you know what I mean, giving y'all a little insight on our lives. Like I said, ladies, I'm off the market. Your boy is out of the store. I am in the cart on the way to the house. It's over now. Hey, the receipt is lost. There's no returns, okay? So don't think you can get a duplicate or you can come pick it up later. It's not gonna happen. Well, you know what I mean? Lord's willing, it doesn't happen.
Hell yeah, but best luck, man.
Yeah, for sure. And you too, bro. Like, I've been rocking this long, bro. I wanna see why not. You know what I mean? I wanna see y'all longevity. Like, yeah, I love that. I love seeing people together for years. Like my mom and my stepdaddy, they just celebrated their 14th year of marriage.
Beautiful.
And that shit's lit, bro. Like, I love that shit, bro. Like, absolutely love that shit. So yeah, but yeah, shout out, you know what I mean, shout out the Ways World Podcast Network for fucking with the kids. Shout out All None Entertainment, that's my shit. Shout out Fame Photography for always fucking with the kid. Shout out everybody, man. You know what I mean? Shout out Businessman LLC, you know what I mean? It's the lawn care people for greater Indianapolis area, surrounding counties, you know what I mean? Holla at us, you feel me? So, you know, fuck with the kid, man. You know, it's been another great one with my man V-Tuck, you know what I mean? He don't know what name. He might have a different name next time he on here. But, okay. Yeah, like I said, this is the game right here. Y'all hang with the gang on the high frequency podcast.
Until next time.
We outro.